we will pray and we will start. Our Father, we give thanks this morning for our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. And he came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And even as we would think of Easter this weekend, we think of the events surrounding Easter. Christ, we thank you for why he came. We would look for help and blessing as we look at the word today. Thank you for those that have joined us. And remember the needs of those in our call in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so we're going to read in 1 Corinthians 15. And we're going to read verses 3 and 4. I will read in English. And then El will read in Tagalog. Thank you very much for joining today. And so our two verses say, Paul is writing, "For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures."
Magandang umaga, magandang tanghali at magandang gabi sa ating lahat. Ating basahin ang salita ng Diyos. Ito ay matatagpuan sa Unang Korinto, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3, "Sapagkat ibinigay ko sa inyo itong pinakamahalagang katuruan na tinanggap ko rin, si Kristo'y namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan bilang katuparan sa sinasabi ng kasulatan. Inilibing siya at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw ayon din sa kasulatan."
This weekend marks the celebration of the greatest event that has ever taken place on planet Earth.
So ngayong linggong ito ay ating ipinagdiriwang ang isang napakahalagang napakahalagang kasaysayan na nangyari sa ating
Of all the events that have ever taken place on Earth, this, what we are going to look at today, is the greatest that has ever taken place.
Sa lahat ng mga kaganapang nangyari sa buong mundo, ang araw na ito o ang linggong ito ay siyang pinakamahalaga.
And when we look at the Bible, we see the Lord acting in creating heaven and earth.
At ating matatagpuan sa ating mga Biblia na ang Panginoong Jesus ang siyang lumikha ng mundo.
In Genesis, we read of God's judgment on the earth in the flood.
At atin rin mababasa sa Genesis na ang Diyos ay nagpadala ng malaking baha sa buong mundo.
And even today, the earth bears many reminders of the flood. Much of our landscape has been formed by the flood.
At magpasa hanggang ngayon ay atin pa rin makikita ang alaala ng pagbahang ito na ibinigay ng Diyos bilang kaparusahan sa atin. Ito ay ating makikita sa pagbabago ng mga lupain dito sa ating mundo.
And we can look at different occasions in the Old Testament when the Lord briefly visited earth.
At makikita rin natin sa lumang tipan ang okasyon kung saan ang Diyos ay bisita o nagtungo dito sa mundo.
But what we have read in 1 Corinthians 15 marks a very unique interacting of God with mankind.
At ating makikita sa ating binasa sa Unang Korinto, ating makikita rito kung paanong ang Panginoon o ang Diyos ay ang Panginoong Diyos ay nakisalamuha dito sa ating mundo.
Even at Christmas time, we think of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this earth, born as a baby.
At maging sa Kapaskuhan, ay atin ring makikita na ang Panginoong Jesus ay ipinanganak dito sa mundo bilang isang sanggol.
And as great as the birth was of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is significant, what we're looking at today is the greatest act that God has ever demonstrated in His love.
At maaring ang kapanganakan na ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay isang napakahalagang pangyayari, subalit ang kanyang pagkamatay ay ang pinakamahalagang pangyayaring nagawa ng ating Panginoon.
We learn from the scripture we have read today, and we can find it in many other places, the reason God gave His Son to this earth.
At ating mapag-aaralan sa mga talatang ating binasa kung paano ibinigay o ang mahalagang katuruan ng pagbibigay ng Diyos sa kanyang anak dito sa mundo.
What took place on this weekend so many hundreds of years ago was God acting in mercy and grace for you and I.
Ang mga pangyayaring naganap sa linggong ito, maraming taon na ang nakararaan, ay isang napakahalagang pangyayari na ipinagkaloob sa atin ng ating Panginoong Diyos.
And so I want to look at these two verses just point by point.
Kung kaya't ating pag-aaralan ang mga talatang ito sa mga susunod na puntos.
So Paul is writing and he says, Christ died.
Kasi Pablo ang sumulat nito at sinasabi niya na si Kristo ay namatay.
In a sense, this causes us to wonder that it could be written concerning the Lord Jesus that He died because He is eternal.
Maaring tayo ay nagtataka sapagkat nasusulat na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay.
In the plan of God, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, born as a baby, taking on human flesh, and it was for His plan that Christ would die on the cross.
At sa plano ng Diyos sa kalangitan, ay pagparito ng ating Panginoong Jesus upang siya ay tumungo doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
We would encourage you to read in the Gospels concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. We see His movements here on earth and all the good that He did.
Kung kaya't amin kayong ina-encourage na basahin ang mga aklat ng Ebanghelyo sa Biblia upang matuklasan o makita ninyo kung ano ang ginawa ng ating Panginoong Jesus nang siya ay naririto sa mundo.
But the four Gospels and many other Bible verses highlight this, that Christ died on the cross.
At ang apat na ebanghelyo na salita ng Diyos, ang aklat ng ebanghelyo at ang iba pang mga aklat ay may mga kabanatang nagsasaad na ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito sa mundo upang siya ay mamatay.
We learn from the Bible that the men of today, particularly the religious leaders, they were moved by envy and jealousy, and they put the Lord Jesus Christ to death.
At ating mapag-aaralan sa Biblia na ang mga relihiyosong grupo ng tao o mga leader ng mga relihiyon ay sila ang nagpapatay sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
But we also can learn from the Bible that it was in God's plan that Christ would die. The Lord Jesus Christ would die on the cross.
Subalit atin ring mapag-aaralan na ang Panginoong Jesus ay ang kamatayan ng ating Panginoong Jesus ay plano ng Diyos.
Sometimes we look at death and we say it seems so senseless. There doesn't seem to be any reason.
Maaring kung titingnan natin ang kamatayan, masasabi natin ito ay walang kabuluhan at walang layunin.
But the death of the Lord Jesus is full of meaning. We see God's hand in it.
Subalit ang kamatayan ng Panginoong Jesus ay napakaraming kahulugan at makikita natin na ito ay nagmula sa kamay ng ating Diyos.
And so we see that not only Christ died, but our verse says that Christ died for our sins.
Kaya ang ating mga talata ay hindi lamang sinasabi na si Kristo ay namatay, bagkus ito'y sinasabi na si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan.
So we can see that his death was a sacrificial death. It was a substitutionary death.
Kaya't makikita natin na sa kamatayan ng ating Panginoong Jesus, ito ay isang alay at ito ay upang makipagpalitan.
Christ's death was a payment for our sin.
Ang kamatayan ng Panginoong Jesus ay siyang kabayaran para sa ating mga kasalanan.
And Christ's death, he was taking our place.
At sa pagkamatay ng Panginoong Jesus, siya ang kumuha sa ating kalagayan.
In the history of mankind, we can see the sin of the human race, and we have all fallen.
At sa history o sa kasaysayan ng mundo ng tao.
Yes, so when the Lord Jesus Christ died, it was God showing His mercy and kindness to the human race.
Right. So, at sa pagkamatay ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus, ay ipinapakita kung paano ang awa ng Diyos para sa sangkatauhan.
Our sin is a great problem. It separates us from God.
Ang ating kasalanan ay isang napakalaking suliranin o problema at ito ay naghihiwalay sa atin at sa Diyos.
And because of our sin, we are unfit for God's presence. We are unfit for heaven.
At sapagkat tayo ay makasalanan, tayo ay hindi nararapat sa harap na tumungo sa kalangitan at humarap sa ating Diyos.
Well, God made a provision for our sin. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place.
Subalit ang Panginoon ay gumawa ng paraan sa pagkakaloob ng kanyang bugtong na anak upang mamatay sa kabila natin.
And so we've looked, Christ died. It was for our sins. But it also says it was according to the scriptures.
Kaya nakita natin na si Kristo ay namatay at ito ay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Subalit sinasabi rin sa ating mga talata na ito ay naayon sa sinasabi ng kasulatan.
And so that is actually very important that it is according to the scriptures.
At iyan ay napakahalaga na ito ay sinasabi o na ito ay nagmula sa kasulatan.
Even early on in the records with God and man, God had said that He was going to send a special one.
At maging sa mga nasusulat mula pa sa lumang tipan ay sinasabi na ng Diyos na siya ay magpapadala ng isang espesyal na tao.
And there are many, many Old Testament scriptures that spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, of one coming, a Messiah, the Messiah, I should say, and that he was going to suffer.
At napakaraming kasulatan sa lumang tipan na nagsasabi na ang Panginoong Jesus ay magtutungo dito sa ating mundo na ang isang tagapagligtas o ang isang Messiah.
And in fact, the Lord Jesus told his disciples on different occasions, the Son of Man must suffer. He must die.
At maging ang Panginoong Jesus ay sinabi niya sa kanyang mga apostol na ang anak ng Diyos o anak ng tao ay magdurusa.
And so what we are looking at today just didn't happen. God had planned it and it was carried out exactly as he planned.
So sa ating mga talata ay ating makikita na ito ay hindi lamang isang aksidente na pangyayari, subalit ang mga bagay na ito ay pinlano ng Diyos mula pa noon.
So Christ died, it was for our sins, it was according to the scriptures, and then it says, and he was buried.
So, si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan bilang katuparan sa sinasabi ng kasulatan at sinasabi rin na siya ay inilibing.
And so, the Lord Jesus, he died and then he was buried. Scripture makes it very certain that Christ did actually die.
So, maliwanag na sinasabi ng kasulatan na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay at siya ay inilibing.
In the crucifixion story, Pilate wonders, he's amazed that Christ has died already. And then we see a soldier and he plunges a spear into the side of the Lord Jesus.
Kaya't maging si Pilato ay namangha sapagkat ang Panginoong Jesus hindi pa man binabali ang kanyang tuhod ay namatay na at maging ang sundalo ay isinaksak ang kanyang ang sandata sa tagiliran ng ating Panginoon.
It was a very sad day for the disciples and the friends of the Lord Jesus as they saw him crucified and they saw him laid in the tomb, in the sepulcher.
At isang nakalulungkot na karanasan para sa mga disipulo at mga kaibigan ng ating Panginoong Jesus na makita siyang mamatay at siya ay inilibing.
It is a very sad occasion when we bury a loved one, when we see them go in a grave.
At maaring napakalungkot para sa atin na makita ang ating mahal sa buhay na sila ay namatay at sila ay inilibing.
And so Christ was buried, but something happened that I have never seen happen.
At ang Panginoong Jesus ay inilibing, subalit may mga pangyayari na hindi natin inaasahan.
And so his friends, they had buried him and some of them were coming early in the morning to decorate, I suppose, and anoint his body further.
At nang siya ay inilibing, mayroon siyang mga kaibigang dumalaw sa libingan ng napakaaga upang marahil ay masaksihan o marahil muling pahiran ng mababangong pabango ang katawan ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
And some women were going very early in the morning to visit the gravesite of the Lord Jesus. And to their amazement, they were met with very wonderful news.
At may mga kababaihang nagtungo ng maagang maaga pa sa libingan ng ating Panginoon upang sila ay bumisita, subalit sila ay namangha at nakita nila ang isang napaka-importanting pangyayari.
And they were met there by angels, and here was the announcement: He is not here, He is risen.
At kanilang nakita at sila'y namangha nang makita nila ang mga anghel at sinabi sa kanila na ang inyong hinahanap ay wala rito sapagkat siya ay nabuhay na muli.
It must have been a shock for these women, and the disciples came and they couldn't believe it.
Maaring ang mga kababaihang ito ay namangha sa mga pangyayari at ang mga tagasunod ng ating Panginoon ay dumating at maging sila ay hindi makapaniwala.
And there the news spread that the Lord Jesus, the one who had died, the one that had been buried just a couple of days before, the news is He is risen from the dead. He is alive.
Kung kaya't ang balita ay kumalat na ang Panginoong Jesus na kanilang inilibing, na namatay at kanilang inilibing, ay muling nabuhay.
But not only was it just the news that he was alive, we didn't read it. I was going to have it read and then I forgot. It says that he was seen. The Lord Jesus was actually seen alive.
At hindi lamang hindi lamang sinasabi sa kasulatan na siya ay nabuhay, bagkus siya ay nakita ng ilang ng mga tao o ng kanyang mga apostol.
And when the Lord Jesus showed himself to his disciples, at first they could hardly believe it. They were amazed and they wondered at it, but they realized he is risen from the dead.
Nang ang Panginoong Jesus ay magpakita sa kanyang mga apostol, sila ay hindi makapaniwala at sila ay namangha sapagkat inaakala nila na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay na.
And then we read these words again, that it was according to the scripture. Again, it was had been prophesied, it had been told beforehand that Christ would rise from the dead.
At mababasa rin natin na nang siya ay muling nabuhay, ito ay naaayon din sa kasulatan na nagpapatunay na ang kanyang kamatayan ipinabahagi na mula pa sa lumang tipan.
And so here today, we're looking at the greatest event that has ever taken place on earth. The Lord Jesus Christ, He died, He was buried, He rose again.
Kung kaya't sa araw na ito ay ating makikita o ating mababasa ang isang napakahalagang pangyayari na nangyari sa buong mundo nang ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay at siya'y inilibing at muling nabuhay.
And so I think that when we look at the crucifixion and the resurrection, this is a pivotal moment. This is the center point of God's dealing with man, both in the past and in the future.
At maaring kung mababasa natin ang pagkapako at pagkamatay at muling pagkabuhay ng Panginoong Jesus, ito ang pinakamahalagang pangyayari at siyang pinakasentro ng napaka-importanting pangyayari dito sa mundo na ipinapakita sa atin ng Diyos.
Why is the death and the resurrection of Christ so important? Because on Him is really centered God's appeasement for sin And by the means by which you and I can be saved.
Bakit ba napaka-importante ang pagkamatay at muling pagkabuhay ng Diyos? Sapagkat sa pamamagitan nito ay ito ay naging alay upang ang ating mga kasalanan ay mapatawad ng Diyos.
And so I don't know what you think of Easter weekend this morning, of today, but this is a wonderful time that we can remember the Lord Jesus Christ.
So hindi namin alam kung ano ba ang inyong naiisip ngayong araw ng ngayong mahal na araw. At maaari nga maalalahanin natin na sa mga araw na ito, maraming taon na ang lumipas, ay ibinigay ng Panginoong Jesus ang kanyang sarili upang maging alay para sa kapatawaran ng ating mga kasalanan.
God has acted, He has demonstrated His love in a very special way in giving the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
Ipinakita ng Diyos ang kanyang pagmamahal sa tao sa pamamagitan ng pagkakaloob ng kanyang bugtong na anak upang mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
King David in the Old Testament wrote words something like these: God, why would you ever visit man? Why would you be so kind to him?
Si Haring David sa Lumang Tipan ay nagsabi na bakit nga ba bumisita ang Panginoong ang Diyos? At bakit nga ba ang Diyos ay napakabuti sa ating mga tao?
Well, God is love, and He has demonstrated His love at Calvary in the giving of His Son.
Sapagkat ang Diyos ay ang Diyos ay pag-ibig at ipinakita niya ang kanyang pag-ibig sa sangkatauhan sa pagbibigay ng kanyang bugtong na anak upang maipako sa krus, mamatay, ilibing at muling mabuhay.
I'm going to finish just by reading these words again. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And then it says, and he was seen.
Muli nating basahin ang ating mga talata sa araw na ito. Sa unang Korinto, chapter 15, verses 3. Hanggang 5, sapagkat ibinigay ko sa inyo itong pinakamahalagang katuruan na tinanggap ko rin. Si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan bilang katuparan sa sinasabi ng kasulatan. Inilibing siya at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw ayon din sa kasulatan at siya ay nakita ng marami.
And so today in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is alive, and He longs to be your Savior from your sins.
Kung kaya't ang Panginoong Jesus ngayon, siya ay nasa langit at siya ay buhay, at nagnanais na kayo ay kanyang mapatawad sa inyong mga kasalanan kung kayo ay tatawag sa kanya.
And just on a note of caution, if you don't receive Him as your Savior, there is one who is alive. If He is not your Savior, in a coming day, He will be your judge.
At aming ipinamamahagi na kung hindi nyo tatanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang inyong tagapagligtas, sa darating na panahon, siya ay inyong magiging tagapaghatol.
So as we close, think of these words, the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ in His death and His resurrection. He died for sin.
Kung kaya't aming ipinamamahagi sa inyo ang kahalagahan ng pagkamatay at muling pagkabuhay ng ating Panginoong Yesus at ito ay para sa inyong mga kasalanan.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will close in prayer. Our Father, again, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ and those listening in different parts of the world. And whatever part of the world is, this message can go to all, that Christ died for sins. It was according to the scriptures, and he was buried and he rose again. And this too is according to the scriptures. And so we thank thee for the love of God that has been displayed at Calvary. We pray that even the truth of his death and his resurrection would be impressed upon each of us, and any who are not saved would come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. So we give thanks and ask for a blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.